Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Oh, that's not what... What's up, guys? Welcome to the Vibe Check. It's Moose. It's Breezy. Yes, it's Friday, and we're
checking in, baby.
We want to hear from you guys this morning. Where you at, Breezy? Let him in.
Yes, bring him out. Bring him out. Period.
Period is right.
Yeah, I mean, guys, it's Friday. Vibes are high. We're going into the weekend.
And it's going to be really nice out. Hold on. Let me double check just in case I don't put my foot in my mouth once again.
Because it's going to be like really great all week, 65. Except for like 3 out of the 4 days. I'm like, what?
Well, today 65 and beautiful out. But tomorrow and Sunday, it's like a 65, 70% chance of rain.
Damn it.
Monday too. But here's the thing.
I want to go to a clam bake this weekend.
You can still do it. That's what pop-up tents are for.
No, I don't have one. I just want to go.
Oh, yeah. We should put one of those together.
Does anyone have a clam bake this weekend that I can attend? Asking literally for myself. I'm free after 2 on Saturday. Text me. 585-252-9900. Moose calling me out for my iced coffee this morning has my vibes high.
That's what's up.
That's from Sam.
What's up, Sam?
I don't know.
What do you put in
it? Did that or what's happening? But
I don't know either.
Pop up.
That's okay.
That's all right.
Good morning.
That's that. Who else is here? Gretchen's here. Gretchen says Friday and feeling good. Going away this weekend to visit family in the Albany area. So I'm excited to see them. You know,
what does one do in Albany for entertainment?
Don't even get me started. Nothing.
Meth?
Albany, like, oh my God, this is, don't come for me, but Albany sucks. Albany sucks. I can't believe it's our capital.
Well,
it's so bad.
Yeah, but they were here like first. You know what I mean? Like Albany was like, they're like, they're the original.
Were they?
Would you rather spend a weekend in Syracuse or Albany?
Oh my God, they're both horrid. Probably Syracuse just because I know it better and I know all the fun things to do.
You're a hater. Yeah, in Syracuse.
I'm not a hater. I'm Syracuse just realistic.
Syracuse has a really good dinosaur barbecue. That's the OG.
And they also have the best mall, and an IKEA is going in there soon.
Wouldn't say it's the best mall.
No, it's they literally built a hotel. That's how great the mall is compared to the. Compared to our malls? Wait, did you see the TikTok I sent you the other day about the mall?
I can't remember.
Perfect. Love.
Yeah, no. Yeah. What was it about?
The retention. Can't say it on air.
Oh, like locally?
Yes.
Oh, I think I did.
Yep.
I think I did.
I was like, did you make this?
Oh, guys.
So good. And then Jess is here. Jess says, vibes are high today. I'm just excited for the weekend and to have some time to relax.
Well, I've been waiting to share this. I've been sitting on it since yesterday afternoon, but things are about to start changing around here. Your boy came into some money yesterday after playing a little scratchy scratch off at the East Ave Wegmans. And yes, let's just say I won a little bit of money. Okay. Yes, sir.
Go on.
You better start being a little bit more nicer to me, Breezy.
Go on.
That's all I could say.
What did you win? $10?
I don't want to know. I don't want to say the whole amount because I don't want people hitting me up. But yes, I won. It's not a ton. It's $40, but I was like,
you owe me $40.
I was beside
because of the Giants gift card.
I was beside myself. I'm like, this is what it's about. You're gambling, and all of a sudden, your luck starts to change right in front of your eyes. It was a beautiful thing yesterday. It was really beautiful. And I gave it right back to Danny.
Yeah, so you paid your parking ticket, right?
Yeah, you had to pay that yesterday, too. $40. How are your vibes? Through the roof.
Vibes are so high, besides the fact that I royally screwed up last night. I'm not going to take full responsibility because it was misleading, but we'll get into it at 6:40.
Speaking of owing somebody money,
please, please.
I'm pissed, you guys. We'll talk about it. We'll get into it at 6:40. But thank you guys for all the good vibes this Friday morning. If you work for the Rochester City School District, the vibes might not be as high because the union and district leaders are sharing their thoughts on the new lawsuit against Rochester City School District over the district's ongoing payroll issues. And we've been hearing about this since the start of the summer, and people are either not getting paid or they're still missing money from their paycheck. Can you imagine the headache?
No.
No, thank you. We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY Mornings.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98
PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. So the president of the Rochester City School District Board is sharing her thoughts after the state teachers union announced that it's suing the district. I think we all saw this coming.
We did.
New York State United Teachers represents more than 700,000 teachers and school-related professionals all within New York State. So this lawsuit comes after the district's ongoing payroll issues that started over the summer. And last time we checked, dozens of city school and employees were still missing money or just not getting paid at all because of issues with what they claim to be them switching over to a new payroll software system. So the issues started back in August when over 100 salaried teachers and around 700 hourly non-teaching employees just went unpaid, kind of like air traffic control.
Not great.
In late September, employees decided to rally outside the district's office to call for an end to the issue. And here is the statement from the board president from yesterday after the union announced the lawsuit. They got a little shaken up by it. So they responded with, "I respect the union's role in advocating for their members, especially when a systemic issue impacts employees' pay. Our teachers and staff are essential to our district, and no one should have to worry about being paid accurately or on time for that matter. While I can't comment on pending litigation, the board takes these concerns very seriously. We're working closely with the superintendent to ensure accurate, timely pay is achieved and support is continued through dialogue with labor partners to address the impact on staff. This is a very frustrating situation."
Yes,
it's very frustrating, but nobody wants to hear that because they've been complaining for months about not receiving pay or their full pay. So, and that's the thing, man. No employee should have to constantly wonder whether their next paycheck is going to be correct or on time. So we'll see what happens within this lawsuit that's been put into place. And I have friends with Rochester City School District. I ran into one last week and he was like, "Dude, do you have any idea how much money I'm still owed? And we don't know if we're going to get that money back yet." I'm like, "Well, yeah, I guess the only last step here is to this is the lawsuit.
Yeah, sue. We're going to sue. We're literally suing.
I mean, what do you do? So
you have, I mean, that's really all you can do. There's really not much else you can do.
It's not just the teachers that are affected. Like I said, you got over 700 people that are non-teaching employees that went unpaid. That's a lot of money that's owed to these employees.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how to talk about this coming up next. I mean, what do you do when
you're
betrayed?
Yeah, I feel like I let you down.
You kind of did, Brees. You kind of did. And this all took place last night. And all I was trying to do was go show up and support our girl like I usually do.
Right, right.
And it cost me, I don't know, time, money, energy, a headache, all the things.
Yeah.
Why?
I apologize deeply. But, I mean, that's the way the chips fall sometimes.
Do you know somebody in your life who's just never, ever prepared or never, ever on time? I'll tell you what went down last night coming up next.
98PXY is free.
And always listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. So yesterday, and I don't know how many of you have somebody in your life like I do who's just always unprepared and late. Yesterday, I went to go support our girl, my co-host, my friend Breezy, at her event, which I typically do, where she was guest bartending. And of course, I get there before her. I walk in.
Really bad.
And the event was at a very lovely wine bar.
Uh-huh.
It was started at 5:30. And I walk in. She's not there yet. Shocker. And they stop me at the door. And they say, welcome. Who are you here to support? And I said, I'm my co-host Breezy. She's guest bartending. And the guy at the door says, who? And I said, Breezy's pouring wine. And they said, wonderful, let's get you some raffle tickets. All the money's going straight to the fund. I'm like, what fund? So I give them, I pay $15 for raffles. And they talk me into an arm's length. So here I am. I get my raffles. I don't know what's up for grabs, a gift basket. I don't know a single person in there.
Okay.
Let's just say I stuck out like a sore thumb. Everybody in there is wearing a dress and a suit. I'm in all denim and a beanie. It was just weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
So everybody's like, you know, talking amongst themselves. I sit down and pay $17 for one glass of wine.
Why?
Plus tip.
That's illegal. That is a crime.
I said, give me a bold red. She goes, I know just the thing. With tip, $20.
Top shelf wine.
Okay, so far I'm down $45 in the first 10 minutes, okay? So Breezy comes running in. I couldn't find parking. Mind you, this is a 30-minute guest bartending gig. She's already 11 minutes late. So they welcome her with open arms behind the bar. She's like, I'm guest bartending here? They're like, oh, okay. Well,
They start showing me the POS system.
Yeah. They start showing Breezy how to work the register. They're like, okay, come on back.
They're like, familiarize yourself with the wines. And we go from, a Veuve all the way to a dark, dark red. And you let me know if you need anything. And they're also a little bewildered. They're also a little confused. I'm a little confused. Like, nobody knows
why
each other are here.
And I'm just watching the chaos take place. with wine in hand. Okay, I'm sitting there.
A fresh glass, might add. You must have just gotten it.
I didn't even take a sip yet.
Correct.
So all of a sudden, about 2 minutes go by, and Breezy.
I've been behind the bar for like 7 minutes at this point.
Not even. Okay, I would say less than five.
Okay, less than five.
I'm very aware. She goes running out of the bar. I'm in the wrong place. This isn't where I'm supposed to be. I go, what? What do you mean? She leaves the bar. Just left. Everyone's looking at her. Now all eyes are on me. And I'm just sitting there. I'm like,
left holding the bag.
She's supposed to be across the street at another bar where there's another charity event going on with guest bartenders. Mind you, the same exact event I'm at currently, there's supposed to be guest bartenders. They clearly don't know who they are.
Was there really supposed to be guest bartenders?
Yes. Guest bartenders were there last night. So I'm pissed. I'm like, I'm finishing my wine. I'm not following her. I'm going to finish my wine. So guy starts.
I didn't expect you to follow me.
Guy starts playing the saxophone. And
oh, yeah, the guy on the sax was crazy.
They stop the music. And a woman comes up and she just wants to do a quick announcement and applaud everybody for being there. In helping raise money to God knows what. Somebody came up to me and asked me for $1,000 donation.
You lie.
I said, what? And they're like, they hand me this brochure.
No.
This is the brochure right here. Okay? No. The best class challenge and fundraiser. I said, what? They're like, and sir, thank you so much for being here tonight to support us. Are you a legacy builder? I said, I don't know. Breezy was supposed to, I'm just finishing my wine. They're like, we're here to expand Signature Adult Emerging Leaders in the youth program. I said, what are you guys looking for? They're like, well, if you want to start with the community change makers, that's $500. But we're really looking for people to donate $1,000. I said, I just spent $15 on raffles.
And then $20 on a glass of wine.
Wine? What? Absolutely not. I said, I'll see what I can do on my way out. Okay? Now I'm pissed.
No.
Now I'm pissed.
I'm shook to my core.
So, all of a sudden, Breezy texts me back. I'm crying right now because she thinks it's funny. And it's not funny, you guys. Okay, I was pissed. So I decide I'm going to finish my wine, and I leave. And the woman comes chasing me out. Sir, are you leaving? I said, yeah, I'm just going to stop at the place across the street real quick and see some friends. She goes, well, you're coming back, right? I said, this lady really wants my money. She's not getting it. I said, yeah.
What money?
I'll be back. So all of a sudden, I go over to see where Breezy's at. She already left. She's not even there. So I see two friends of mine who I know. They're belly up at the bar. All of a sudden, they're ordering drinks. They're like, what do you want? I said, I'll just have a Coors Light. That's it. Well, I'm there for an hour and a half. Guess what? The tab comes. They had left. Guess who was stuck paying it? $86.
No!
I asked them to Venmo me. They still haven't Venmo me for the damn tab. I am pissed. So now I'm about $150-something dollars. I'm so pissed right now. I was like, nobody is getting $1,000 tonight. There's not a single person.
Oh my God, I'm crying. I cannot believe you went over there. So my POV, I run out of this bar and I'm running over. First of all, Moose is right. I had 10 minutes left of my shift. I had missed the majority of it. Okay. I'm running over. I walk into that bar. Everyone's clapping. They're like, she's here. Like, so, like, welcoming me with open arms. Like, I'm like the queen, like the mayor. I'm like, they're so happy I'm there. I'm like, you know what? I'm just here to, you know, shake hands, kiss babies, do what I need to do. I get behind the bar. I just start coyote uglying it. I'm flipping up bottles. I'm pouring tabs. I'm going. And I crushed.
Oh, yeah, it's funny you say that because when I walked in, one girl said, hey, your girl Breezy just left. She poured one beer and was out the door. I said, yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay, so I was just pouring beers that like didn't even need to be poured because I don't know if you saw their tap. Did you see their tap?
I know how it works.
It was so cool, you guys. I've never seen anything like it. There's a hole at the bottom of the glass. It comes up from the bottom. Oh, my God. It was amazing.
Who cares? That's not the point. You owe me $150.
No, I think this offsets the $50 that you sent us on a wild goose chase for when Patrice and I went to Jines.
Oh, fine.
And you gave us the empty gift card.
Fine. You have a balance of $100 then. And by the way,
can we set up a payment plan?
When I was at this wine bar, awkwardly, I raised my hand to ask a question because I was trying to figure out where the hell I am.
Were they doing a cash call?
And I raised my hand, and it's very quiet in there. There's about 40 people, and I said, so is the money raised going to pay for instruments for the youth? And she goes, no. No, not even close. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
So what was the event last night?
That's a great question. I still haven't figured it out. I have no idea where I was. I'm so mad at
you. Could you imagine if it was like,
guys, these are not
a Scientology meeting, and I just like brought you there?
These are not
I'm crying.
The friends that I deserve. I deserve better.
I texted my friends last night in our group chat, and I was just like, because I had worked out with them prior, and I ran out of there like my ass was on fire, obviously. And I tell them the whole story, and my one friend's like, you give me so much anxiety. Like, yeah. I don't understand how we're friends. Like, this is a lot for me, just even communicating with you on a daily basis. I'm like, yeah. I get it.
I'm still
imagine being Moose, you know what I mean?
I know, I'm still anxious, and it's not the coffee.
98PXY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.